Christians should be ready always to tell others about the great love of God. Our program tonight starts with some songs that tell about a person who's searching for the answers in his life and how he finds those answers through the great love of God, Jesus. Are you ready to tell your friends about him?
Just a moment ago, I didn't know how to start to untangle all the doubt and confusion that's inside me. Everything that people tell me sounds so right, and now I wonder, with this vast choice of highways, which one I should follow. Everybody seems to know, but so few are really happy. There's just got to be an answer, something simple I have missed. But I wandered in the darkness and I couldn't find an answer until a moment ago. Then I turned, to Jesus. I found
for you and me.
So that we can be a witness to others. For everyone must hear this message of Christ's saving grace. We don't want to hear the cries of those left behind.
Another thing that I love than Jesus' love.
up a hill, one disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. There's no time to change your mind. How can you have been so blind? The Father spoke, the demons died. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Thank you, girls. We invite you back anytime you want to come. Just might suggest to you that you have a chance sometime to go down to Los Altos and hear one of their fine musical programs. I'm sure you'd find it a real joy. We'll even give you permission to go sometime, just so you come back. Good. All right. Now, we want to talk just a moment, just a very few moments, and gear this particularly to our girls tonight. We hope the rest of you will listen in just for a moment, because there are some things that I think are pertinent to all of us, but we especially want these girls to just get a couple of thoughts from God's Word tonight. Luke chapter 2. Luke in the second chapter, and I'll read just a few short verses. Before I do, however, I'd just like to say that one of the vital things that is involved in our lives is the kind of example we set. We all want to be an example to others. We want others to see the beauty and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in and through our lives. But there's also something else involved, and that's the example that we see. Because you see, there is an opportunity for each and every one of us to watch, really, the lives of godly people that are older than we are. You know, I learned to pray by listening to old men pray. The reason was because my parents took me to prayer meeting, and there wasn't Pioneer Girls and Christian Service Brigade back in the dark ages when I was a little boy. And so as a result, nobody else brought their kids. And I was the only young person, I shouldn't say I was, because my brothers were there and my sister was there, my two sisters were there, my parents were there. We were only kids there at prayer meeting. All the rest in the church we were going to were real ancient people. You know, like Howard Efting back there and Franklin Wex, people like that. Really old. That's right. And you know, I used to go into that prayer group with those men and listen to them pray. And I learned more about prayer by listening to other people pray than any other way. And at a very young age, I learned to pray. Now, I think it's very important that you look at the example of those that are older than you. And you girls ought to sort of adopt for your own some older people in a congregation like ours that you can look to and watch the example of their life. By the way, you older people had better look out, because they're going to be watching. Now watch your lives and see what a real Christian is really like by watching them. You'll learn an awful lot. But there are also examples in the Bible of people who are older and wiser than we, and teach us some things even by their example. And so I'd just like to point out to you, beginning at verse 36, a real old lady in the Bible that gives us some good examples of what girls ought to learn. It says in verse 36, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. That's 84 years. That means she was married when she was about 15. Her husband lived until 7 years later. And then she's been a widow for 84 years. So she's about 106. So I'd say she's pretty old, right? Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Now the setting of this story was the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ just a short time ago had been born. Earlier in this chapter it tells about his birth, his miraculous birth as he was born of a virgin, born of the Virgin Mary. But you'll notice that if you look back just a little bit in this story, back in verse 21 and 22, you'll see that after a certain period of time it was necessary for them to take the Lord Jesus and go through a very special ceremony in the temple. And there in the temple there were two elderly people, one a man, the other a woman, that are spoken of here in this second chapter. Simeon was the man. And the Lord had told him, now you're going to live until the Messiah comes. The Holy Spirit had spoken to him and said that you're going to see with your own physical eyes the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the other was Anna. And after Simeon had made a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and concerning his future, then Anna walked into the room. I want you to see four things about Anna. We'll just touch on each one. We won't elaborate on them. But four things that you ought to learn. The first thing is that she was worshiping. Now the word here is service. It says that she served the Lord. And this is the service of worship that is being talked about here. She was a person who really loved God and a person who knew what it was to spend her time night and day worshiping God. She worshiped God so much that sometimes she even forgot to eat. You know, she was having her quiet time with the Lord and she just didn't bother going to breakfast. She fasted. She didn't eat. And she spent time in prayer. And girls, and I can say this for every single one of us, we all want to learn from Anna. Tremendous worship by praying to Almighty God. And spending time in His house. And spending time just worshiping Him, just adoring Him. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. And He loves you very much. And you know, sometimes we act as though He doesn't even exist. Sometimes we act as though we don't even care. But God wants us to care. Because God really loves us. And He wants us to love Him in the same way. You know, this book that we call the Bible, maybe some of you have a little hard time reading the Bible because you say, well, it's kind of hard to understand. But you know, girl, guys, men, women, whoever you are tonight, it's a love letter written to you. God loves you. And He wrote a love letter. Now, I know that no girls your age, not even those junior high girls back there, have ever received a love letter, have you? Oh, what are you blushing for? Some of them have. Well, maybe they know what I'm talking about. But someday you're going to get a love letter from somebody you love very much. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to put it up on the shelf. And you're going to let dust get all over it. And you're not even going to open it. Is that right? Oh, no. Even you're smart enough for that, aren't you, second graders? Yeah. You know good and well, you get a love letter and you'll rip it open and you'll read it and you'll save it. And you'll put it in some kind of a book and you'll save it until the page is just yellow with age. Because it's a love letter. Especially if you really love the person. But you know, this book is a love letter to you. And God wants you to worship Him by studying His Word, by spending time talking to Him in prayer, and by fellowshipping with other believers like we are tonight. Worshiping. And then she was also waiting. Now, I suppose Simeon had told her that the Holy Spirit had told him that he was going to see Christ. And I don't know whether she knew that she was going to see Him too or not. It doesn't tell us here. But we know this, that she was waiting. She was waiting for that Redeemer that would come. All Jewish people at this time were waiting for Him. And she was patiently waiting. Years had passed. Can you imagine? All of those years, 84 years from the time her husband died, she's been serving the Lord there and just waiting, patiently waiting. Now, you know the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. The girl sang a minute ago. You should be ready, shouldn't you? Every single person should be ready. If you know Christ as your Savior, you're ready for His coming. His coming could come at any time. It might be soon. It might be tonight. It might be tomorrow. We don't know when it is, but we know it's going to happen. And we know He's going to come. And you've got to be ready. And you've got to be waiting for His coming. And then not only that, she was watching. You see, she was watching, and as she watched, she was busy. She wasn't just content to sit there saying, I wonder where Christ is. You know? Sitting up on a mountain somewhere saying, maybe He's going to come today. Just sitting there waiting. No. She was waiting for Him. But she was also watching and working as she was waiting. She was one that was willing to spend her time in service for the Lord. And then there's something else that she did. She witnessed. After she had seen the Lord Jesus, in verse 38 it says this, that she coming in that instant gave thanks, she praised God likewise unto the Lord, and spake of Him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. She said, I've seen Christ. And she shared with others that message that Jesus Christ is really alive. She became one of the first ones to witness to others concerning the Lord Jesus' first coming. And so, girls, tonight, I hope that every one of you will be watching for the Lord's second coming. He's going to come again, you know. And I hope that every single one of you will be worshiping Him meanwhile, that you'll be working, that you'll be busy, that you'll be witnessing, that you'll be telling others about this one that will come. Now, there's a lot more that we could draw out of this, but I hope you'll learn those lessons well from this dear old saint of God, Anna. And I hope you never forget these things that you're to do as a believer in Christ. Let's just bow our hearts in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these girls and for what they mean to us, for the way that they have diligently earned their ranks and learned these things concerning Your Word. But Lord, we do just pray even now that Your hand of blessing might be upon each of the homes represented by these girls. We pray that the mothers and the fathers, the other children in the family, will really see the personification of the life of Christ in their life. We pray that, like Anna, they will be worshiping You, that they will not put any other God before You, that like Anna, they will be watching and waiting and working in the light of Your soon return, and that they will be witnessing and sharing with others the glorious news that Jesus Christ is alive today and that He's our Savior. We thank You, Lord, for the music and the way it spoke to our heart. And we're thankful, Father, for the privilege we just have as believers in Christ to come together here. We pray that we may go from here tonight just a bit more refreshed because we've spent this time in Your presence and learned of You. And we thank You for the privilege that we as believers have of now going into the world to penetrate the world, to be salt and to be light, and to share with others the glorious message that Jesus Christ saves. So dismiss us, we pray, with Thy blessing. We pray that each one of us might carry with us the testimony of these moments together. We'll praise You in Christ's name. Amen. Lord bless you. Good night.